Welcome to Maximum to Minimum, an 8-episode show dedicated to get more insight about the transition of moving away from big cities to small towns.
And here are your hosts. I am Hong and Celia. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And Zita.
Hi. This week's episode, we focus on dating in a small town. First up, our first segment is we took to social media to get an international perspective on dating in small towns in different parts of around the world. And then we chat to Lucas Franson about his experience of using apps such as Grindr and Tinder. And finally, we visit Corin, the Erbro University campus bar, to find out people's opinions and experiences of dating in a small town.
And later on, after music break, we will discuss about the responses we got from the social media.
So as to also have more insight about the dating situation, we ask for your feedback on social media and get some intense testimonies coming from different parts of the world. And here is one from Shanghai.
Shiqi from Shanghai, talking about things in general, she said big city dating is much more secretive than the small town because you have less connected interpersonal relationship here. For me, it's a social pressure, like you get less judgment from people around you in a bigger city, and small cities is another way around.
And I got a response from Heather in England, and she says that she went from Tinder in Kuala Lumpur to Tinder in Stroud, which is a small town in the UK. In Kuala Lumpur, there were a lot of dick pics, foot fetishes, requests to join threesomes, weird ideas about ping pong balls, odd placements of fluffy animals over genitalia, mostly people displacing their sexual deviances. However, in a small town, it was all pictures of kids, pictures on them on their wedding days even, with their now exes, pictures of them running and cycling and big fishing photos and dog photos, etc. Heather goes on to say that in small towns, people are trying to showcase the best of themselves or the way they see the best of themselves. And people seem to be looking for a relationship rather than just a hookup, or at least they pretend to be.
Although the ping pong thingy is very interesting, let's just erase that from our memory at the moment and come back to another testimony from Charlene, a 20-year-old lesbian from Belgium, that share a simple but significant element in dating. There are barely no opportunities of meeting in small towns through real face-to-face first contact. In big cities, you can go to pubs and places dedicated to homosexuals and gather around a glass in a traditional way. In small towns, you need to actually use apps to get to know who likes what. Coming up next is our interview with Lucas.
Today we've got with us Lucas. Hi Lucas, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So tell us a bit about your experiences of living in big cities.
Yeah, I've lived in Paris for a half a year, like a few years ago, and I really enjoyed it. I like living in big cities.
How long were you there for?
Half a year.
How long have you been living in Erbro for?
2 years.
And were you single in both Paris and here?
Yeah.
When you're single, what kind of dating apps were you using?
Grindr and Tinder.
Did you see any differences between using those apps in big cities and small cities?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot more people.
Do you feel that that affects how you use apps like Tinder and Grindr?
I think I used it a lot more when I was in Paris because there were many more people on the app, obviously. Yep. So every time I went to a new place, it would be kind of exciting to open the Grindr application because that meant that there would be new faces on the app.
So that means it's always the same faces in here?
Yeah, in a city like Erbro.
So in
it doesn't matter if you go 2 kilometers away, you see. You recognize the same faces.
All right, so in this case, do you have some awkward or funny moments about that here in Erbro?
Yeah, it's funny because I sometimes when I go out or I'm in the city center, I recognize people's faces and I think to myself, like, why do I recognize that person's face? And then I'm like, oh, Grindr. But I realized that I don't know that person. I've just seen that
kind of like
face.
Seeing a celebrity.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Maybe he's
Grindr celebrity.
Maybe. Yeah.
And sometimes we exchange looks and I can sort of feel that the other person is thinking the same, like, oh, how do I recognize that person?
And did you get that at all when you were living in Paris?
No, I can't say that I did.
So with that level of anonymity that a big city provides you, mm-hmm. do you feel that that changes your behavior in any way, using apps or not?
I don't know if it changes my behavior. I think it changes how much I use it, because I know there are more people. But also, I think since there are more people on the app, I sort of become more shallow. And I tend to talk to more people or just exchange conversations on the app as opposed to actually seeing them, because I know that I could talk to someone that looks better. Or
so still it changes your purpose,
yeah, I
in
would
a
say
way.
A yeah. little bit, yeah.
Are there more dick pics in Paris than there are in Erebro per capita?
Well, there are a lot of dick pics everywhere. But I would say more in Paris, actually, yeah. And very quickly, like, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
In general, there are particular issues people should consider when dating in a small community.
Maybe not talk too much about details when you've met people. Think of people's integrity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.
And last up, let's finally listen to the drunks at Corin.
So where are you from?
I'm from Luleå.
So is Luleå bigger than Örebro or smaller than Örebro?
It's smaller, definitely.
So have you dated anyone in both cities?
Yeah, you can say that.
Can I ask what's the difference between dating in these two cities?
Well, it's everybody know each other in Luleå, so it's hard to that anyone doesn't know about it. But here it's like you can get from one group of people to another, and it's so big. So the big difference between those, because they you doesn't know each other in every group that is in Örebro, and it's different from Luleå.
In Luleå, have you been using any dating apps?
Yeah, Tinder.
So how does it work for you in a small city?
Well, you know everyone. You know exactly who's gonna pop up and kind of like that. So it's nothing new, actually.
The big difference in a dating sense, that's that you meet people that you have been with one time a lot afterwards. And it's small distances. So you can bicycle everywhere. You don't have to take a cab. And that's pretty awesome.
We met at a party at a common friend that we had. It was a moving in party.
What are your experiences, or what do you think the issues with dating in small towns?
Everyone knows the same people. If you date someone and then you break up, then it's probably someone you know that will be dating them next, because you know everybody. And it's the same thing with the people that you date. You probably know their ex very well because they probably dated.
Dating in a small town. I haven't done that in like 7 years because I've been together with my boyfriend for almost 7 years. But I'm born and raised here in Örebro, so I used to date in a small town and it was terrible, especially as a gay person or a queer person, I guess, because it's a very small community. Even in big cities like Stockholm, which I've lived in for a couple of years, it's still a small community. You know who everybody is. But then when you transfer that to an even smaller town, it's like you can have coffee with somebody and they will have fucked somebody that you talk to online. And it's kind of like you have to like rewrite your own boundaries when queer dating in a small town. But I mean, everybody will affect everybody, and you will just have to deal with it and live with it, because that's what queer life is in a small town.
Have you dated anyone here in Örebro?
Yes, I was dating in Örebro.
And how is that experience working out for you?
It was very nice.
Can you compare it to your dating experience in Gothenburg?
No. Gothenburg is so fucked up, but in Örebro it's so nice.
So that's it for today.
Boo!
Thanks for listening.
And same time next week, we're going to talk about
finding a new job when you don't speak the language.
Bye, guys.
See you later.